Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And thank you, Blue Skies, for bringing us a look at this really nice forecast full of blue skies this morning. We'll go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. I'll tell you something, there's some blue skies over at the mayor's house right now. He had quite a week here, and I want to talk to Mayor Jacob Fry, who joins us right now. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about being a father. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I don't necessarily know what I'm doing, but I'm getting up every day and I'm trying the best I can. And I'm right now on diaper duty and trying to attend to my wife Sarah as much as possible. Frida, our daughter, is beautiful, and obviously it's a life changing event.
Yeah, your life will never be the same. Isn't that something? No, I mean, it's remarkable when it happens, Jacob. Everybody can tell you all about it, but until it happens, you just marvel and you just kind of stare into space and wongo, oh, man, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's almost verbatim what I've been telling everyone because, yeah, everybody, they have a kid, and then, oh, their kid is the best in the world, and, oh, this is a life-changing experience, and it's so amazing, and you kind of roll your eyes until you have one, and, yeah, that kind of is the deal.
How much did the baby weigh, by the way?
Baby was 7 pounds, 10 ounces, was born back last Wednesday, right, like literally right on the due date. And I don't think she really looks like either one of us. Obviously, it'd be a good thing if she looked like my wife, Sarah. but I think probably some of that will come in a little later.
Well, congratulations again. That just puts you on a high you've never been on before, that's for sure.
Thanks.
Well, I need to take you back to reality here for a second. Being mayor certainly has its stresses, so I'm glad you're getting a little break from that for a while. But I know that you did finalize the budget for 2021 for the city, and given the pandemic, how much did you need to cut in this budget?
We had some substantial cuts. In non-property tax revenues alone, we lost about $35 million. I mean, it's funny. People, you think about the budget, and you usually think about property taxes. About 55% of our taxes come from non-property taxes, so things like sales tax and utility fees, things that, you know, again, are not directly related to property. And when you don't have the downtown ballooning by as much as 50% on a weekday basis, when you don't have people coming down to go to a Twins game and go out and grab a beer and use the water faucet, whatever, there's a dramatic decline in revenues, and we had to make up for those. And so normally we can expect about a $3 million gain in those non-property tax revenues, and this time we saw like a $32.5 million loss, and that required us, yes, to make some substantial and across-the-board cuts throughout our city. They were difficult decisions. They were tough, but, you know, they were necessary.
What happens to property taxes, as long as you mention them?
So with property taxes, your average residential property taxpayer will actually pay $59 less this year. And that's on average, and obviously that'll change depending on your property and where you live. But I felt strongly that especially during a time of an economic downturn and recession, that we couldn't be putting all of this on the backs of property taxpayers. People are struggling out there right now, and they don't need our city to come down on them as well.
Any idea about the cuts in law enforcement? I saw that you had 7.4% cut to police budgets, especially now, as you know, when we're hearing of increased criminal activity here in Minneapolis. So where will those cuts be?
So we had across-the-board cuts. Most departments were cut somewhere between like 5 and 9% or 5 and 8%. So one of the substantial cuts that we have across our city is a hiring freeze. That doesn't just apply to, you know, police department. That applies to every single department in our city. Now, there can be exceptions that are granted to that hiring freeze, and I anticipate that exceptions will be granted for instance, the new recruiting classes that are coming in next year. We should have three new recruiting classes that are coming into Minneapolis Police, and I certainly favor having an exception to those freezes, depending. We've got a study going forward, and so I certainly want to see what that study says at the personnel levels, but I anticipate that hiring freeze being an exception there.
Are you comfortable with where you are with the police department regarding the surge in crime right now?
You know, I am concerned. Safety needs to be a top priority, no matter who you are or where you live in the city, whether you're visiting or you live here permanently, you should feel safe. And there has been an uptick in crime and specifically violent crime in many precincts throughout the city. And police is an important component of that. You know, for those that say, you know, we need safety beyond policing, I agree. For those that say we need to decriminalize addiction and we need mental health co-responders, I agree. But we need police. We need law enforcement. And right now I do have some concerns about the decline in numbers through attrition, both resignations and retirements that we're presently seeing. And it makes things harder. But, you know, right now the chief and I are in constant contact. And one of the things that we've done is we've diverted certain divisions within MPD to do some of that more kind of traditional role, which is responding to 911 calls and investigative work. They were diverted from divisions that, you know, do good work that I'm very appreciative of the work those divisions do. But right now, we need officers on the street responding to 911 calls, responding to crime. That's just a reality and something that we're going to have to approach very directly.
Mayor, never enough time, because I know your passion is affordable housing, and I know that's there's going to be an increase in funding for that in the budget as well. But I know we'll get you back here. In the meantime, I'll let you get that next diaper changed, and congratulations to you and Sarah. That's terrific news.
Thanks so much, Dave. I appreciate it.
Mayor Jacob Fry here on WCCO. The news is coming up next in 3 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.